أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Inshallah ta'ala, today we will be discussing and exegeting Surah Al-Qari'ah. This chapter, it is Makkiya, it is 11 ayah, and in the Holy Quran it is ranked in number 101. Surah Al-Qari'ah, it is one of the greatest chapters. As you know, the whole Quran is great, the whole Quran is gleaming, enlightening. It is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us in order to sit down and exegete and discuss His gleaming words, al-wahy al-ilahi, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I will give you a great reward. Khayrukum, if you would like to be the best, among the best. He said, khayrukum man allama al-Qur'an wa ta'allama. So the best among you. If you would like to be the best among the people, sit down, either learn the wahi, the revelation, or teach it. Ya subhanallah. Surah Al-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah, the word Al-Qari'ah, is one of the names of Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Ya subhanallah. As you know, the word qara'a means the one that hits so hard that it will produce a great fear. You know, when somebody, let's say someone in the middle of the night comes and he bangs on your door so hard and you're relaxing, you're sleeping, what would happen? That's qara'a. In Arabic it's called qara'a al-bab. Hit the door. Now, Judgment Day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating it by saying it is something that unexpectedly, suddenly comes and hits your door so hard that will take your heart away out of fear. Subhanallah. And let us see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is devoting one whole chapter for such an incident that is Yawm Al-Qiyamah. As you know, brothers and sisters, our faith, the Islamic faith, is divided into two sections. One is called Creed or Usul al-Din, and there are five, and the other is Furu' al-Din, and there are 10. In the Usul al-Din, we have five. These five are as follows. There are the unity of Allah, al-Tawheed, the justice of Allah, al-Adala. The third one is believing in the prophets or the prophethood, al-Nubuwwah, in which we believe in all of the prophets, all the way from Adam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, down to Aknuk, to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus, to Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them all, inshallah ta'ala, and nubuwwah. And then the fourth one is al-imama. And the fifth one is yawm al-qiyamah, the resurrection of yawm al-qiyamah. Therefore, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's main characteristic, since there is such a thing as Yawm al-Qiyamah, it he one of his characteristics is justice, to be just. And to be just, he sent us prophets to bring his faith and show it to us. And in order to open up his faith, he let us have imams. So we have five. These called Usul al-Din. The fifth one is Yawm al-Qiyamah, and resurrection of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day that we get up, and then will be an accounting day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, matter of fact, devoted several chapters. In many places you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one way or another shows us that there is such a thing as Yawm al-Qiyamah. It is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it more than 114 names. Among them is Al-Qari'ah, Al-Waqi'ah. There is another chapter called Surah Al-Waqi'ah. There is another chapter called Al-Haqqah, Al-Inshiqaq, Al-Zilzala. You know, and you name it. Of course, and we have many, many other names for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Hisab, and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also giving us a bit of a warning. He's saying, be warned that suddenly, without expecting, you will see that something comes and hits the earth, the cosmos, so hard that it will take not only your breath away, as they say, but your heart away. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah. Al-qari'ah. Suddenly something knocks the whole earth. As you know, there is no one who can deny, no one can deny that this world will end. Yeah, subhanallah. If you look at the scientific theories, they say that there is an end. This huge sun that you see, that given the warmth and the rays to the earth, and helping all of these trees and whatever we need in order to grow, you see that one day its energy is going to get finished. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوَّرَتْ. And if, of course, if energy got finished, you never know. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. It could mean that الشَّمْسُ كُوَّرَتْ means that its energy got finished. And then when its energy got finished, then probably something imbalance will happen to the gravities. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. Suddenly you'll see that the moon will go toward the sun and they both collide. Yes, subhanAllah. It is. That day is coming. The issue that is important for us, that we should pay attention, we should take heed, and all of the time pay attention, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. And it is one of the greatest sins to say that there is no such a thing as judgment day. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, for a lot of these people, he said, "In here, illa hayatuna dunya, namutu wa nahya." This is only the life that we're going to live. There is no such a thing as dying after dying, resurrection, and barzakh, or the purgatory, and then after purgatory, we get up and we go to heaven and hell, God forbid. It is very dangerous. Very dangerous to think that there is no such a day that is called an accounting day. And there, matter of fact, it is a great insult to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sit down and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created such a humongous, beautiful, accurate, to the point cosmos for nothing, for vain. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this world? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the human being, the jinn, the ins, the malaika, the planets, the suns, the stars, the galaxies, just for nothing? This huge world is for nothing? It doesn't make sense. That's number one. Number two, can you imagine the danger of those people who believe that there is no such a thing as hereafter? In other words, if I sit down and kill whoever I want, who cares? Who's going to punish me? I'm going to die anyway, and if I'm dead, I'm dead. Or, look at it, why should I pray? Why should I be good? Why should I fast? Why should I not steal? Why should I not cheat? Because there is no reward in the matter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that warning, that there is such a thing as Judgment Day. There is such a thing as Reckoning Day. There is such a thing as Yawm al-Qiyamah, the one that comes, and it comes in a sudden. Al-Qari'ah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show its importance, He said, Mal-Qari'ah. You don't know what it is, Al-Qari'ah. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't know what it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it, putting it in a question mark. So we will open our minds and see how great it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking this question to let us open our eyes, to see it's important. Look the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it. Al-Qari'ah, first saying, the one that knocks such in such a hard way that takes your heart away out of fear. Mal qari'ah. What kind of a knock is that? Wama adraka mal qari'ah. You don't know. Do you have the knowledge of what it is? You do not know. It's fundamental issue of al-qari'ah. You never know. Truly, we never know. Did we ever think, yes, suddenly if a great thunder hit, yes, we will be fearful. Yes, if there was a little earthquake, we'd get afraid. But can you imagine when it is coming in order to destroy the whole earth? Not the whole earth. Destroy the whole solar system, not the whole solar system, not the whole galaxy. This whole cosmos is going to be folded like a book. You know, when you get done with the book and you close it, ya subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close this whole cosmos. Al-Qari'ah. Wama mal-Qari'ah. You don't know what is Al-Qari'ah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. You don't know what Al-Qari'ah is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it. It's a dead day. يوم يكون الناس. That day people will be كالفراش المبثوث. SubhanAllah. Have you ever been to a place where suddenly you'll see that all of these butterflies, they come out and each one is wandering in one place, flying all over the place, going all over the place? Now some they say it is butterfly, some they say it is the grasshopper. The grasshopper, when they fly, people see everything is going everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that that day, when this huge matter comes, that is called Al-Qari'ah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, that day people will be so fearful that each one is trying to save himself, and as they say, everyone is for his own self, and it is a great chaos. Everyone is running in a place to another. يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث. There are so many, and they are so humiliated because they don't know where to go. Truly, where can a person hide when Allah's wrath is coming? Or where can we hide when Allah's destruction to this cosmos is coming? Of course. So we'll go to
to the hereafter. This world will end one day, just like our lives will end. This world is not what we should concentrate on. The concentration is for the hereafter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went into the mountains. So do you want to see the mountains? وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. And I did not read this chapter from the beginning, so therefore let me read this chapter. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first He's showing us what is Al-Qari'ah. And then He gives the glad tidings to a number of people that their principles are heavy, are great. Inshallah we'll discuss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns that those people who do not have principles, and they get into whatever they want, and says that the hellfire will be their punishment. So, and he said then, what will happen to the mountains? Look at the mountains, you will see the mountains like the wool that somebody is weaving it. Have you ever seen into these places that they make? You know, a long time ago, there's a places that called Nadaf. Now, I don't know, I have not seen, because probably today there are huge companies that they do these things. You will see a bunch of cotton, or you will see that the wool, and the guy sits it and hits it, and then he fills a pillow out of it and becomes a nice pillow. Now, but before that, you will see that something that's scattered all over the place. Ya subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that look at these mountains. The one that when you look at them, it takes you by an awe. That whole mountain will break into pieces and it comes to the ground. That it will be like a wool that is woven, that is scattered all over the place. Or a cotton that is been set, and you don't know the beginning and the end of it. This huge mountain, yes. You mean the Himalayas? Yes. You mean the Everest? Yes. You mean any other mountain, for instance, the mountains of Iran, as they say, the Mawand? Yes. All of these huge mountains that you see. Or here, if you go to the United States, towards Colorado, or to, you know, these huge mountains, go look at them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day, He said, one day, these huge mountains that you see, they will be broken into pieces, coming down, that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that day, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينَ. Whoever has principles, and these principles are heavy. What does it mean? It means the man with honor, the man that has a weight of an honor, he does not humiliate himself. The man that has the principle of being generous, helps others. The man that has ethics and morality. The man that does not bend when some needy comes, he goes and he helps. The man that is sincere. The man that is honest. He does not steal other people's things. These are principles. And not only principles, he said the ones that has heavy principles. These are heavy principles. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينَهُ. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that there's a weighing scale, and his weighing scale is filled with the heavy weight of the good deeds. The good deeds. And these good deeds are going down in weight. These people, they are in a very satisfied blessings of life. فهو في عيشة راضية. He's happy, he's satisfied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Judgment Day people will be divided into these main categories, in which one category is these people, the ones with good morals, the ones with good principles, the ones with heavy weights of spirituality. These people are living happily, satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them. And then let's go to the other group. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينَ. Those people who, again, when you put their principles, their deeds, on the weighing scale, it goes up, it does not come down, it does not have weight, it goes down. So, in other words, he has a lot of sins, he has bad deeds, he has conceit, he has arrogance, he has ignorance, he has collected a lot of lies and deceives and cheats, and God forbid stealing, God forbid raping, and so forth, murdering. These people, they don't have principles, because if a person has principle, he will not do these things. Whoever has morals, these morals will put a line in front of him. He will not exceed them. The man is with honor, a man of honor. So therefore, the ones who do not have honor, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينَ. The ones that don't have deeds, and they are very light. فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. That said, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. In other words, they throw him in the hellfire, and they said, this is your abode. It's just like, you know, have you seen when a little kid, he gets afraid of something, he runs to his mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it, illustrating it, that this is what happened. But who is his mother? This person, this bad person with light deeds, in which there are bad deeds. Their mother is the hellfire. They will be thrown in it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, yes, subhanAllah, sisters, brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question, that means beware. He said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What is that hawiya? What is that place that will be an abode for those people who they have bad deeds? But you don't know what it is. You know, when a person asks a question out of greatness, we should pay attention. You know, sometimes a person who, let's say, is ignorant about a certain doctrine, and let's say that he has a headache, and he goes to the doctor, then the doctor gives him a little sedative, and he feels better, or she feels better. He comes out, and he thinks the world of that doctor. So, wow, didn't you know You don't know that physician. He is so good, he is so great. But if you go to another physician, the one that he knows all of the nuts and bolts of being a physician, when he says so-and-so is great, that has a lot of weight. When he puts a question mark about something, you know that it means something. Now at this point, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the one that He created this universe, the one that created not only this universe, the world that we see, also He has created the unseen world, the one that we cannot even imagine what it is. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. You don't know what it is. Ya subhanAllah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in another last sentence. He said, نَارٌ حَامِيَ. Now, again, remember, this is the revelation. This is the words of Allah. He is saying it is hot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that He had created the sun, subhanAllah, the sun. He didn't say that the sun is hot. Can you imagine? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that judgment day, the hellfire is hot. It is hamia. Or it is very, very hot. Some people say that no matter what the heat of the sun is, in comparison to the hellfire, is almost nothing. It's trivial. Ya subhanAllah. Ya Allah. O Lord, please protect us. Protect us from our own selves. Protect us from our own bad deeds. Lord, make our weighing scale heavy with the beautiful principles that You have set for us. And You taught our Prophet, and he taught the Imams, and the Imams opened it up for us. The Imams had shown us every principle that is of weight. Not only that, but He showed us the better and the better way. Makarimul akhlaq. These are the honorable things to have. O Lord, let us have these characteristics. O Lord, let us have these morals. The morals of Ahlul Bayt that You taught them. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them. Lord, please, O Lord, we ask You to open our hearts so we will understand the words of revelation, the Holy Quran. Lord, please enlighten our hearts so we will be closer and closer to Your Holy Quran. Lord, give us that spirituality so we will be closer to Ahlul Bayt and then closer and closer to You. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.